Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning or evening, depending on where you are in the world. This is the Nomadic Chick Radio Show, and I am your host, Cha Jones. It has been a minute since we were on air, but it's okay. We're getting back, and that's all that matters. So, for those of you who have never heard this show, my name is Cha Jones, and I'm an expatriate or expat coach and life coach, and I specialize in coaching individuals who want to live, work, study, or travel abroad. Many of my clients are wanting to move abroad and don't know where to begin, so it's my job to help them get from where they are to where they really want to be, which brings me to why I created this show. The Nomadic Chick Radio Show features the wisdom of those who are traveling and living on purpose, and it is my desire to introduce people here in the United States as well as abroad who are making a global impact and following their dreams, which falls under the motto I live by and the motto of this show: love, travel, and always be on purpose. So today, my guest, who is the founder of Girls Going Global, Martise is a native of West Philadelphia, who is an avid traveler, and she founded Girls Going Global in 2012. Martise wanted to give back to her community by sharing her international experiences with others. It was with this passion for service that the idea for Girls Going Global summer program began. Martise is an alumni of Spelman College, where she earned her BA in International Studies with a concentration in International Business. Her international resume includes study in Spain, Morocco, South Africa, France, England, and Italy. She's been some places, y'all. Please help me welcome Miss Martise Sutton. Good morning. Martise, are you there?
Yep, I'm here. Can you hear me?
I can hear you now. Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm wonderful. It's a pleasure to have you this morning. I'm just going to jump right in.
Okay, good.
All right. So tell me a little bit more about you and why you love to travel.
So as you kind of mentioned in the bio, I'm originally from Philadelphia. And growing up, I definitely didn't travel a lot, but I will say I did, my summers. I had a family member. My grandmother lived in Maryland, so I would go there every summer. And I guess looking back on it, that definitely probably sparked it for me. But I definitely know that I was an only child, and so I like to read a lot. And so I definitely traveled through reading while I was younger, and that kind of really fascinated me and gave me the inspiration to want to see other places. And I guess I fell in love with travel once I studied abroad in Spain. And I say that because I had already traveled to South Africa, but that was like my first experience where I needed a passport. But it wasn't until I got to Spain that I kind of, the travel bug bit me, where I was trying to like go somewhere every weekend, you know? And so ever since then, I've just been looking for the next opportunity that would let me go somewhere without breaking the wallet.
Wow. So tell me a little bit more about that travel bug and why it hit you and what that felt like.
Yeah, I mean, I don't necessarily know why it hit me. I think that, you know, everybody has a different reason why they why travel kind of came to them. And I, like I said, I think it's because, you know, I've just always had imagination. I think that's why it kind of came to me. And then, as I kind of said before, I think that having the experience of studying abroad, where you're kind of like, you're around other people who want to travel, you know, you're going from one city to the next, it's like an adventure every weekend. I think that's what really can, you know, grab people and bite people and make you say you want to do it, you want to do more. Because once you get used to going to a new place every week or every weekend, you're consistently searching for the next place to go to and conquer. And I think that's definitely what happened in my case.
Okay, great. So I'm a big advocate for international study abroad. And the reason why is because I have a degree in international education, my master's in international education. And I found it, at the time I was in school, only 4.7% of African Americans studied abroad, and now it's like up to 5.4%, I believe. So what made you study abroad, and how was you, did you know about study abroad, or was it brought to you? Tell us a little bit more about that.
Well, actually, I was an international studies major, so I had to study abroad to graduate. But I walked into school knowing that that was something that I wanted to do. And when I say walked into, I mean just within, like, the first year. So not necessarily, like, straight from high school, but I knew within the first year that I wanted to study abroad and take advantage of that opportunity. And it's interesting that you mentioned that, because I've done some work with the organization Diversity Abroad, who promotes minorities traveling and studying abroad. And, you know, I've visited multiple campuses where, for a lot of students, they just don't even know about it. You know, they don't know that the opportunity exists. And, you know, that's part of the reason why I'm so, you know, passionate about Girls Going Global and beyond, because just the number of, you know, students of color that need to just experience the world, period, is lacking, you know, and that the more we can, you know, promote opportunities, the better, because, like I said, there are so many students who just don't even know about it, and it can be such a life-changing experience. And, you know, even for me, studying abroad in Barcelona, it wasn't what I felt the study abroad was glamorized to be as life-changing, but it still gave me that bug, you know. So I went there, and I didn't feel like it was this, like, life-changing experience, but it made me say, you know what, when I graduate, I want to work abroad, because I know that one of these experiences is supposed to be life-changing, and that's what made me go to India for a year, and it absolutely was. And so, you know, everything doesn't come in the way you want it to, but it can be inspiration for the next experience in your life.
Right, right. Now, I do want to talk about Girls Going Global, but tell us a little bit more about going to India on an international trip, and how that affected and got you to thinking about starting Girls Going Global.
Yeah. So I worked in India for a year with a social enterprise fellowship, and I would definitely suggest fellowships to people that are looking to experience life abroad and have some, like, real-life work experience, but, you know, also get paid. I think fellowships are great, particularly those that are prestigious fellowships like Fulbright, Pickering, Wilson, all those. You should definitely look into those. So I did that for a year, and while I was there, I was working with students, and not as a teacher. It was a kind of, like I said, it was social enterprise, so we did kind of like education consulting, and I found myself getting really attached to women and girls issues, but more and more I realized that I wasn't going to stay in India another year, because while I was attached to those issues there, I recognized that, you know, me staying in India for another year made me feel like, who is going to be there for the girls where I grew up, you know, who's going to expose them to all these opportunities? And that's what kind of got my wheels spinning, and that's when I made my original, like, PowerPoint with the idea of Girls Going Global. And so everything started from there. So India was definitely the birthplace of Girls Going Global.
Wow. Yeah. I mean, as you know, I started an organization called Expat Women of Color, and I think that's really important that, you know, as we go abroad as African American women specifically, you know, it's great to be abroad and do things abroad and see the change that you're making abroad and how that is also changing you. But then there's people at home who have no idea. And so I'm so glad that you started this. So what are you doing with African-American girls within Girls Going Global, and how are you making an impact here in the United States?
Yeah, so Girls Going Global, we're all about empowering girls through travel and cultural exchange. And I specify both because it's not just about traveling internationally, or it's about having cultural exchange experiences that inspire you to travel. It's about having cultural experiences that exposes you to different cultures of the world. And that's what we really strive to do with the girls. And so in terms of what we do, we have three signature programs. And one is domestic. That's our Passport to the World program, and that's based in Philly. And we expose them to culture within the city because for many people, you know, that big cities like D.C., New York, Philly, even Atlanta, they're bustling with culture. And for a lot of students, they just never experience it there. So we do a lot of different activities with them there. And we do like a country of the day, and then we do experiences there. And then the next initiative that we have is a passport scholarship to afford each girl with their first passport. And then from there, the third experience is to get them their first passport stamp with the international experience. And all three of those are kind of like the way that we see to kind of build more global leaders, global citizens, and inspire the girls to think beyond, you know, the world that they see every day. This is our third year now. We're going into our third year in August, and we'll be going on our third trip this July to Belize, and we'll be taking 15 girls.
Wow, that's wonderful. I am so excited for that. Let me ask you this. Why do you think it's important for African-American girls to even have this experience, especially now in their youth?
Yeah. Well, I think it's important because I think there's that old saying that once you know better, you do better. And I think for a lot of girls, girls of color, and that's the one thing I want to project, that it's not just African-American girls, it's girls of color, but specifically with African-American girls and inner-city girls, you know, they only see a certain image of themselves every day. And for a lot of them, they only hope and wish for that image, you know, whatever that may be, you know. So let's say if the average girl who kind of makes it out of the quote-unquote hood, it becomes a nurse and lives in like a better area in their city, that's what they see as making it. So they think this is the direction I need to go in to make it. Meanwhile, they never knew about this world where there's a woman who runs a business and goes to five different countries. And so that's what we want them to see. We want them to know that, you know, what you see every day is not, you know, what you have to aspire for, that there's so much more to the world and that there's so many opportunities out there. That's exactly what we want them to get from our experiences. And it's important to do it while they're young because it's that molding stage, you know. You want to get them before it's too late and they've made up their mind that this is what they're going to do. So catching them in that age group of like 12 and up is really important because during that stage they can kind of go either way where, you know, they're still young and not innocent but like open to ideas, or they could get to that stage where, you know, they're older, they've experienced so much in life that they don't want to hear it. And so, yeah, that's definitely why this is important for youth to experience.
Right. I totally agree. So do you ever come across any students that you're dealing with and they have this notion that black people don't travel or people of color don't travel?
Definitely. But I think more than it being like a black people don't travel, what I come across more is, you know, that's for rich people. That's what I hear more than I hear that, you know, black people don't travel. And I think that, you know, and that's why it's such a larger issue beyond just like African-Americans. That's why, you know, for as much as that's a heavy issue, that's why it's just like people of color, because so many people of color and so many low-income people just associate travel with rich. You know, they think that there's no way that they could ever experience it. They don't see budget travel, and they, at the end of the day, they just don't think it's for them. You know, they've kind of created this fantasy in their head that there's only one type of person that has that experience. And again, that's what Girls Going Global is all about, taking the privilege out of travel, because in a lot of cases it can be a privileged situation, and we want that to kind of be erased for our girls.
Wonderful. That's great. So in your program, what is your main population? What are the programs centered around, and how long are the programs?
Yeah, so our main population is definitely African-American girls, low-income girls. Our programs run different cycles. So our Passport to the World program usually lasts like a season, so we'll do it in the fall or the spring like that. So about 3 to 4 months maybe. The scholarship is ongoing. It's rolling, so we do that throughout the year. And then our trips last about 5 to 7 days, depending on where we're going. So our upcoming trip to Belize will be 6 days, and we'll be there doing a mixture of service work, adventure activities, and educational activities.
Right. So you had this idea. You brought it back to Philadelphia. What did it round, and where did you go get your first girl to get involved in this program?
Yeah, so to get off the ground, I tell people all the time, really all I did was put together a Facebook page. And I think it's one of the first things I heard about business that I would definitely pass on to other people, which is that before you get into, like, making a whole website, like, Facebook is your first website. And it's absolutely true, because all I did was put together a Facebook page, and I really didn't even plan that, you know, I was going to jump right into it. But people started saying, like, oh, yeah, I'm going to sign my daughter up. And then I kind of had no choice but to really deliver on it. And in regards to my first class of girls, I've actually been really lucky, because I come from a family of girls. And so it was really easy for me to reach out to younger cousins, family friends, and then if they told a friend, that kind of became the first group. And so our first group was 10 girls, and, yeah, they were primarily all from, like, my immediate network. So I didn't really have to go through necessarily, like, recruiting for the first round of girls.
Okay. So when a girl goes through your program, what is it your intention that they walk away with?
Well, like I said earlier, I think the main thing for us is just that when they walk away from a Girls Gone Global experience, that they feel exposed, and it makes them think and dream bigger for themselves and their lives. And I think that is the main objective. I tell people all the time, you know, the website says empower girls through travel and cultural exchange, but really all we want them to know is that there's more out there, and we want them to think that they deserve more for their lives. That's really all we want the girls to walk away from. And so many of our girls have been able to really get that, and that's what makes you, you know, continue on when you have that girl that, you know, was in Girls Gone Global, and maybe we talked about different, you know, school activities, and then you hear next year that they joined a club. And, you know, it's like a baby step, but it's a step in the right direction. It shows us that what we've been saying has been sinking in, and it shows them that some of the things we've been saying have been true. You know, getting involved is definitely a way to become up and overall, to have greater experiences in school, academically, and socially, and a lot of girls have been able to, you know, kind of take that first step from a Girls Gone Global, you know, weekend experience. And so, again, the biggest thing is just that they walk away, you know, wanting to do more and wanting to dream bigger about their future.
Right. I love it. I'm just so in love with the fact that there are so many women out here doing great things, and you're one of them. And I'm excited. You're welcome.
Thank you so much.
It's a pleasure to see, like, other women, and I'm a real advocate of supporting women, especially African-American women, who are doing great things and who are thinking outside the box. So I love to be able to encourage others to know about people like yourself. One of the other questions that I love asking women who are on the show is, what does it mean to live without boundaries?
Well, I'm sorry, what did you say? What does it mean to live without boundaries?
Yes, what does it mean for you to live without boundaries?
I would say for me personally, it would be constantly, I guess, not fighting, but the conflicting feeling of, you know, making a difference or a dollar. And I think for me, living without boundaries has been, like, really staying true to what I feel my purpose is or what I'm passionate about, and, you know, not allowing myself to get caught up in what I think I'm supposed to be doing or what I think society thinks I'm supposed to be doing or my friends think I'm supposed to be doing, you know. And so that for me could be a boundary, you know, the boundary of thinking that you need to have another degree in this or the boundary that you need to be making this amount of money. And so for me, you know, Girls Going Global has been the thing that's kind of helped me to truly live without boundaries of what every, you know, what everyone else is doing. And it's definitely been a trying experience, but it has definitely been one that has really helped me learn more about myself and really has shaped me for the better. You know, anytime you're starting something or, you know, putting your full self into something, it brings out, you know, all different things that you didn't know existed in yourself before. And it always brings out a lot of character. And I think that living without boundaries living without boundaries is all about staying true to yourself, because that right there, to me and a lot of people, can be a boundary. You know, they can just be captured in jobs that they hate or relationships that they hate or, you know, lives that they hate. And to me, that's a boundary. And I think breaking that, even when you know it's hard, is what is living without boundaries is for so many women, including myself.
Mm-hmm. So that takes me to my next and my last question, is about purpose. Do you feel like you're living on purpose, and how has travel changed or influenced your purpose?
Definitely. I definitely feel that I'm living out my purpose. I definitely think there's more to do and more in store for my life, you know, and so I'm excited about that. And I think it's kind of, you know, it's kind of self-explanatory that travel has definitely, you know, influenced my purpose, because I feel like my purpose was revealed to me through, you know, my experiences abroad, particularly my experience in India. It brought out the best and the worst in me. And one of the best things it brought out of me was Girls Going Global. And so for that, I'm forever grateful to my experience in India. And I think that I've even went on to have talks with different students. I was at Spelman once, and it was about, you know, finding your purpose through travel. And I think for so many people, that has been the case. Sometimes you don't come back with something, you know, travel related, but you go abroad, and when you're outside of your comfort zone and when you're in a new space, it really allows you, particularly if you do solo travel, let me throw that in there, it allows you that room to breathe and think that you just don't get when you are in your hometown or when you're in, you know what I mean, your normal spot. Being somewhere new, it awakens all these different things in you that you never knew existed. And for a lot of people, it has been what their next step in life is going to be. So even if it's not necessarily what they feel like their life's purpose is, it at least directs them for their next step. And so travel has definitely been the thing that has kind of opened me up to a world of possibilities, and definitely has been the thing that has kind of kept me purposeful in how I live my life now.
Wonderful. I love it. I just love it. And I think that's what this show is all about and the things that I personally do and have connected to. And one of the things that I feel like after living abroad for 3.5 years, I think that for me, I came back with the feeling that travel introduced me to myself for the very first time, because I was in a place where I had to get to know me, and I didn't have the influences of those people who, you know, are in your family, who are your extended family and friends that you've connected with. You're in a place where I was all alone, so I had to really go in depth and look to see who I truly was. And so that created a reflection, and I got to look in the mirror every day and redefine myself, and it was a new flow. And so that is wonderful and great. And so that was my very last question. Unfortunately, we're about to run out of time, but I want to thank you for coming on this show, Marti. This has been a pleasure to hear your story or a part of it. I am so glad that I'm going to see you next month in Boston.
Yes,
at the Women in Travel Summit. You're going to be a speaker, right?
Yes, I'll be a speaker on Sunday. The talk is Making Your Mark, Building Empires of Change.
Great. Well, it's been a pleasure. And those of you who want to participate or come out to Boston, it's going to be March 27th through the 29th. You can learn more about it on expatwomenofcolor.com. Also, if you are a listener and you want to connect with me, you can do so at thenomadicchick.com or chajones.com, or you can follow me on Twitter at chajones. I want to thank everyone for listening, but I want to leave you with a travel quote that I found by Samuel Johnson. All travel has its advantages. If the passenger visits better countries, he may learn to improve his own. And if he's fortunate, carries him to worth, he may learn to enjoy it. So until next time, I'm Cha Jones, the Nomadic Chick, and I have pumps. I will travel.